This is the Feminine Podcast, the official podcast of Feminem, discussing all things femme, a little bit of EM, and everything in between. I'm Jenny Beck-Esme, editor-in-chief of Feminem. Today I'm bringing you another fantastic Fix 18 talk. This is from Dr. Catherine Shari. Dr. Shari is an emergency physician at the Muhumbili University of Health and Allied Sciences, where she's also a lecturer and a member of a global health research team. On top of that, she's a wife and a mother of two children. Her Fix 18 talk describes her life, the life of a mother, and an EM researcher. Enjoy.
These last 2 days have been just breathtaking for me. I have so much respect for all the speakers. I just don't know how to put it, but you changed me. And Dara, with your team, you're incredible. I don't know how. I can't thank you enough for inviting me here. I'm really humbled to stand before you all and share my story from Tanzania about my life as a mother and an emergency medicine researcher. When I was young, I wasn't much of a dreamer, but two dreams were very clear. I wanted to become a great doctor and have a great family. But given where I come from, these were very big dreams. First, being a woman, I was not expected to be educated or have a career in my life. Second, we are not expected to marry people that we love, but those that our parents choose, which kind of makes an idea of a happy family a far-fetched concept. And this society, where a career for a woman is not expected, becoming a doctor was simply impossible because it was too expensive. And my parents had died when I was 12. So everyone discouraged me and advised me to do, like, take a different profession because I wasn't going to make it. I refused. And from the age of 13, I invested all my energy into studying very, very hard until I became the best student in all my schools. And this gave me a full government sponsorship for medical school. That is how I became a doctor. So I was posted by the government to work at a rural hospital as a general practitioner. Dream came true, yeah. But in this hospital, I wasn't happy. I saw a lot of people dying because there was no emergency medicine expertise. There was no any life-saving skills or equipment available. I was disappointed and frustrated every day that I went to work. This was not my dream, and I wanted to quit. So 6 years ago, I applied for a job at Muhimbili National Hospital, hoping for better. Even though I applied to work at the cardiac unit, to my surprise, I was assigned to the emergency department. And this was the first time in my life that I even heard of emergency as a specialty. I cried. Because emergency medicine was very new in my country, I never got a chance to learn this from school. So what I was thinking is, every critical ill patient that came to my ED was going to die, just as it happened at the rural hospital. But things were different here. When I walked in, I found a group of young, dedicated emergency physicians who were so committed, and every day they were doing very, very interesting things to patients. Actually, they were bringing people back to life after doing CPR. You will not believe me, but I had never seen this before in my life, except in movies. So I stood there and looked at these people, and I said to myself, I don't know where these people are going, but I'm going to follow them anywhere because they are just amazing and I want to be like them. My first month in the ED was the most interesting experience of my life. What was being done there, I saw it as an opportunity for my career growth. I had now found happiness, job satisfaction, like you could literally see Catherine smiling every day. I decided to make emergency medicine my career, and I entered an emergency medicine residence program at Muhimbili University. It was difficult because in Tanzania, residents have to pay for their training, and I didn't have money. Fortunately for me, some of the emergency physicians from the US supported me, and I did my residency. It was EM residency that introduced me to research. When I started going to the ED, emergency medicine was only 2 years old in my country as a specialty. So a lot of things were unknown. Everywhere I looked, I just saw these vigilant EM physicians trying to find solutions for our own problems, the models that fit our setting. I decided to do emergency medicine research when I realized the impact my research could have to my community. I am so happy now. Actually, my biggest dreams have come true. Right now, I am an amazing doctor at the nicest hospital. Yes. Nicest hospital in the country, I can tell you. I just love going to work. It's my passion. And guess what? 11 years ago, I fell in love and got married to the man who loves me and supports my work. And we have a blessing of two lovely kids, James and Jennifer. High five to all the men out there who support their wives' career growth. I know career and kids has always been a problem for all of us, but I just want to give you a little perspective of where I come from. I live 29 miles from the hospital that I work. That doesn't sound like a lot, right? But it takes me 3 hours to get to work. I have to drive through very, very rough roads and heavy traffic to work every day. And sometimes when it rains, I have to change my timetable completely because there is no way to get to the hospital from my home. Electricity and internet connection is a nightmare. We can go 2 days without electricity sometimes. In fact, I remember when I tried to practice for this talk with my coaches twice. It wasn't possible because I couldn't connect to Google Hangouts. I wound up videotaping my talk and sharing it via Google Drive days after it was supposed to be done. My husband is an agricultural specialist, and we have, I come from a family of farmers. We have three farms, and I keep chicken at my house, which is extra work for me. Putting it all together, my life is chaotic, right? But it's not, because I figured out some principles to kind of make my life possible. Foremost is passion. Find your passion and follow it. Passion brings happiness. I was impressed by people who had a passion for work. So if you pursue something that you like, it's easier to commit and succeed. Role models are just powerful. When I started to work at the ED, I met Dr. Juma Finanga and Dr. Henry Sawe, who, despite being young, they were leading a group of these young doctors to develop a full capacity ED, the first one in the country. They were so organized, so committed, making life for everyone very enjoyable. I was impressed and I wanted to be like them. But they are men. Problem. Maybe it works for them because it's just them. So I looked for people like me. When I was doing my externship at UCSF, I lived with Dr. Mel Watts and her family. She was an emergency physician who had two little kids. I was so much impressed with how she was organized and manages both family and work. Prof. Ellen Weber, hi. It's just inspiring. As an experienced emergency medicine physician, female emergency medicine physician, she's so much devoted to mentoring people as far as Tanzania. Her commitment and devotion was exceptional, and it was something that I wanted to have in my career. It's very important to stay organized. Plan your days and follow your plans. It's easier to cancel our plans and just go ahead and do something else which pops up because we made the plans. But I can tell you, planning my days have been so helpful in my career because when I have power breakdown, for example, or I can't cross to town, I just modify my day and do something else which doesn't need power, but all will bring me closer to my goals because they're part of the plan. And learn to say no when your plate is full, of course. Consistency. I don't know how to emphasize this, but if you do anything regularly as a habit, you are going to get results, good or bad. There are many obstacles to achieving our goals as women, as it has been portrayed in this meeting. In 2016, I was 8 months pregnant when I got an opportunity to apply for Global Health Fellowship. The deadline was just 3 days after my due date. It was almost impossible, but I asked myself, how can I let this opportunity slide? So I asked my mentor if I could drop by the hospital the night that I was doing a cesarean section so we could work on the application. After I delivered, I asked my husband to bring my computer to the hospital so I could continue working. I still remember sitting in the maternity ward with my mentor's ideas, polishing my work, and I submitted on time one day after my discharge, and I won the Global Health Fellowship Award. I can assure you, persistence pays off. I can't emphasize the issue of mentorship. I'm so grateful to my mentors. They are making a huge difference in my life. They say the apple doesn't fall far from a tree. So choose your mentor carefully and learn from them. There are a lot of people, so much people who sacrifice a lot to support our busy life. Don't let them down. So be good at your job. Take good care of yourself. And when you are with the family or your loved ones, really be there. And if you have a dream, please pursue it because they come true. Thank you so much.